This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States has determined that Russia has committed crimes against humanity in Ukraine, Vice President Kamala Harris said Saturday, insisting that, quote, justice must be served, end quote, to the perpetrators. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris called for an affirmation of the rule of law in light of Russia's actions in Ukraine. She said the international community has both a moral and a strategic interest in pursuing those crimes. At the conference on Sunday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said the West must provide more military aid to Ukraine and speed up its deliveries.
Zelensky and the Ukrainians have a lot of applaudissement and not enough ammunition. That's the paradox. They need to be less applauded and better supplied with arms.
He says a lot of applause and not enough ammunition. Speaking on the same panel, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas urged the West to take seriously Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You know, everybody could see that what Putin has been talking about, he's actually serious. In 1925, nobody believed Hitler, but he was quite open about his goals. And in 2007, Putin here in this conference was very clear about these goals. The problem was that nobody believed him, but let's believe him now.
Estonia borders Russia. In an address to the Munich Security Conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says China is keeping a close eye on developments in the Ukraine. If you'd like more on what's happening at the security conference or any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to receive hospice care and spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of additional medical intervention. This according to the Carter Center on Saturday. At 98, President Carter has lived longer after leaving office. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
Jimmy Carter on Saturday decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention, according to the Carter Center. The organization, in a statement, said the family of the 98-year-old former president asks for privacy during this time and is grateful for the concern shown by his many admirers. The 39th president survived a metastatic melanoma cancer diagnosis in 2015 and a serious fall at home 4 years later. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike on Syria's capital, Damascus, killed 15 people early Sunday and badly damaged a building in a district that is home to several state security agencies, a war monitoring group said. Civilians were among those killed in the deadliest Israeli attack in the Syrian capital since the start of the civil war, according to the head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The overnight strike cratered a road and wrecked the adjacent 10-story building in the city's Kafr Susa district. The U.S. military says helicopter-borne U.S. troops working with Syrian Kurdish-led forces on Saturday captured an Islamic State provincial official in Syria. VOA's Marissa Melton has that story.
U.S. Central Command says the IS official, identified as Batar, was involved in planning attacks on detention centers and manufacturing improvised explosive devices. It said neither civilians nor U.S. forces were killed or injured in the operation, which was carried out with the help of the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. The raid came a day after four U.S. troops were wounded as they conducted another raid to kill a senior IS group leader in northeastern Syria. According to CENTCOM, that raid led to the death of an IS leader identified as Hamza al-Hamzi, who CENTCOM said oversaw the group's deadly terrorist network in eastern Syria. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North Korea says its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test was meant to further bolster its fatal nuclear attack capability against its rivals as it threatens additional powerful steps over the planned military training between the U.S. and South Korea. Saturday's ICBM test, the North's first missile test since January 1st, signals it is using its rivals' drill as a chance to expand its nuclear capability.